Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
Hand off to Cook. Cuts it back through a hole and he's off and cuts it back again into the secondary. 25-20. Cuts it near side. 10-5. James Cook is in the kitchen. Another handoff to Cook, bends it back, reaching for the end zone, and he's got it for the touchdown. James Cook extends the arm to the goal line, and for the second time this afternoon, the Cook is in the kitchen.
He's the best back in football. You know, I don't know how awards shake out, but I mean, he should be in the running for every award. He's an absolute stud. We love having him, and he makes our offense go.
Lefty steps up in the pocket, looks to take off and run, and he's sacked. Greg Rousseau got him on the peel back. Five-man rush, pocket collapsing. Rousseau in pursuit, and he drops him for a huge sack. Greg Rousseau with a gigantic play.
We needed that from Greg. You know, we believe that he can do that. He can impact the game. So it's good to see him get back in that, kind of in that mindset.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog on WGR Sports Radio 550.
Listen, I'm just one cog in the machine here, and I certainly did not submit any recommendations. But what we couldn't squeeze the Peyton Krebs empty netter in there somewhere.
Buffalo Bills,
Buffalo Hockey Monday.
Listen, I'm all for including hockey.
Just a thought. I mean, I don't know. I could have been proactive about that.
The thought was really there.
I admit it didn't dawn on me until right now. So you know.
Who's really at fault?
The reason why I don't have a job like yours, where I have to plan, because planning, you know, do you listen to the show? Anyway, hi. Welcome to Football Monday, brought to you by Northwest Bank. For what's next, get started at northwest.com. I am the Bulldog. Mike Shope has a couple of days off here in advance of the Christmas holidays coming up midweek. So Nate Geary is riding shotgun with me for the next couple of afternoons, and I'm grateful to have Nate along as well. The Bills squeeze by the Browns 23-20. And are an Indianapolis Colts loss tonight to San Francisco away from clinching a playoff spot. They're still going to be alive for the division going into week 17. And if they handle business with the Eagles next Sunday, they will be alive for week 18 going into the finale, the home finale against the New York Jets. The Patriots have the Jets on the road next week and then the Dolphins. I'm not even sure I can tell you the first name of the guy who's playing quarterback for the Jets. Miami's on to Quinn Ewers. So, you know, Cross all the fingers and toes.
Brady Cook, you talking about?
Brady Cook, thank
Brady
you.
Brady Cook.
I wasn't sure.
You're not a big Brady Cook guy.
I am not. No, I don't.
Oh.
You know, Nate, I'm 60 years old. I am not at this juncture, this point in my life, prepared to learn the names of people I'm
sure.
never going to need to remember. And I'm
Fair.
Pretty confident that this guy, you know, maybe he'll bounce around. Maybe he'll even end up being a backup here someday. I don't know. Then I'll get to know him.
Okay.
Maybe.
Maybe.
But even then,
yeah.
I don't know. So, how's everybody feeling? You got an eyeful, I think, maybe locally. I don't want to speak for everyone. A lot of people out there in our audience, I'm sure, have a Sunday ticket and thus access to every game every week. And you can make your choices accordingly. But raise your hand, honk your horn three times if yesterday between 4 o'clock and 7 o'clock was the first time you really got an eyeful this season of the Jacksonville Jaguars. Because that was the case for me. They were on in the 4 o'clock window here locally on CBS, and they're pretty wagony.
They
look, you know, I feel like every week we're taking turns, and it's usually it's often anyways predicated on, you know, what happened the previous Sunday or what even happened to the Bills. Like, we had, I think, a while, and I think it's still there, being haunted by the Houston Texans. Oh, I don't want any part of Houston.
The good news is those two teams play next week.
Yeah.
So
but I feel like Houston is now I'm on to. Well, I mean, everything went their way, and the Bills still had the ball with a chance to win at the end. As terrible as it was, they couldn't block and all that stuff. Jacksonville looks pretty well-rounded on both sides of the ball.
Did Houston almost losing to Las Vegas maybe
right.
give you a
sure.
little...
Yeah, but, you know, the Bills almost lost to the Browns. You know, right? Yeah. I mean, is it okay to say that? I mean, the Browns never were...
Yes.
In scoring territory when they were down by three. They were mostly stuck in their own end of the field for the entire fourth quarter. So I don't know about almost, but it was a closer shave than you would have liked. What did I say yesterday when we started postgame? This was an annoying game.
Yeah.
In that I never really respected the Browns' chances of winning. And even when they got off to the good start with a touchdown drive to lead off, like – right away, here's James Cook, 44. Yeah, okay, we're
good here.
We're cruise. And, like, I don't know if that seeps into the players, if they think, like, oh, we scored three touchdowns in a row, we're just going to kill this team, autopilot. But the Browns were always one play away from ruining our day. They just never got the play, thanks to the Bills' defense. So hardly a work of art by any stretch of the imagination. But another win and 11 wins on the season, tied with Los Angeles in the standings, at least record-wise, but the Chargers have the leg up for the 5 seed right now. Just like reviewing the playoff field, because I feel like this is what we do when you're all but assured of making the playoffs, is look at the teams jockeying for position. I do think maybe the best thing that happened yesterday is that Baltimore took another step toward joining Kansas City on the sidelines in the playoffs. Unless you're suddenly believing that Pittsburgh is reborn and much better than the team. I mean, they've looked much better these last few weeks than the team the Bills dismantled a few weeks back in Pittsburgh. But that has always been a team I would rather see in the playoff pool than Lamar Jackson and the Baltimore Ravens, for all their warts.
Yep.
I would rather have that. So, state of the vibes nation here is, what did we learn yesterday? I don't think we really learned much. We got a step closer to clinching a spot. We got a little bit of a scare from Shedeur Sanders. And we watched the other teams in the AFC do things to varying degrees of impressive. And I would say both Pittsburgh and Jacksonville winning their games on the road against the opponents they did so against were maybe the two most impressive things of the day, if you want to count New England in there too. But, you know, New England, to me, is a cut above certainly Pittsburgh. I don't know about Jacksonville. So them winning in Baltimore wasn't a shock. Maybe the way they did it was a little bit of a shock. I'm wondering, like, where our heads are at as far as what we want to happen over these next 2 weeks.
Well, first of all, I think we want Houston to beat Jacksonville next week.
Okay.
That, I think, stops Jacksonville from leapfrogging the Patriots and I think then gives us our best potential matchups. And this also includes the Bills. I'm sorry. The Chargers play the Texans, not the Jaguars. The Chargers do. Who do the Texans play?
They play Indy. I got everything.
They play Indy.
All right.
They play Indy. They're going to win that game. Who do the Jaguars finish the season with?
Tennessee.
Okay, so yeah, they're
at Indy, then Tennessee.
Jacksonville's winning out.
I would say
Jacksonville's winning out.
Right.
So let's just, they're probably going to be the two or the three seed. I like them as the three. I think kind of what we're seeing in terms of positions, the only thing I think that could really swap is if Jacksonville wins out, Denver loses a game or two. I could see Jacksonville absolutely being in the one seed. I could see, I think the top three seeds all could be there right now in the one seed. For me, it's all about 4, 5, 6, 7. And what I need is Steelers, mm-hmm. Bills, Chargers, Texans.
Yeah, that's
in that order.
I think that is the preferred outcome.
Because to me, that means one of the Patriots or the Texans, who would be the 2-7, will not be advancing. That means one of the Jaguars or the Chargers are not advancing. And you get to play the Steelers again. That's it. There's no other scenario for me.
Mm-hmm.
That is your most ideal situation. And if you can get through into an AFC championship picture with having to play the Steelers, and then the Jaguars are going to be the team you'd have to face in that situation. But like, I think I'd rather face the Jaguars. This is not really saying anything about the Patriots. I don't want to face a team three times if I don't have to.
Mm-hmm.
And I would rather play the Jaguars. I think, wow, would I rather play the Jaguars than the Texans? It's a good question.
I would not. I don't think Houston has an offense that Jacksonville has.
I would agree with that.
And the defense is obviously incredible, but I feel like, I already said it in the intro here, that game down there went as badly as it could go, and it still was, you know, a hair away from turning the other way. And so, you know, injuries to the tackles and just no idea how to react in game to getting your doors beat in on the outside all game long, I would trust that some adjustments would be made and they'd have a better plan and a better backup plan to pivot to if the original plan goes up in flames the way it did in Houston back when they visited there earlier this season. I think Jacksonville looks like the better all-around team to me. I don't think they're as potent and dangerous on defense, but I think right now they are humming on offense in a way that I just don't think you almost ever see Houston do anymore. So I think Jacksonville is emerging as the team from, you know, I like looking at the bracket and thinking about the potential for upsets because the kingpin teams that we're used to are not there. But Jacksonville looks to me like maybe the biggest threat in the conference.
They look really good. I still think eventually Trevor Lawrence will be more like Trevor Lawrence. Here's the thing I'll say about the Jaguars. Although I agree, it looks like they're the most balanced, well-rounded team in the AFC. They've got a quarterback playing the best football of his career. They've got a young, offensive-minded head coach. I think a very physical defense. And they just dog-walked what had long considered the best defense in the NFL, who I think we can all agree looks more like the defense that went into last year's playoffs,
right,
which was a lot of names, had been good all season, maybe are not the same unit they were earlier in the season. I'm starting to think Denver has more holes in that team just based off that 14-point win yesterday than maybe I did a couple of weeks ago. I like Bo Nix more than other people like Bo Nix. I don't think they've got a great run game, and they've got Cortland Sutton and not a lot of other great weapons. They're, to me, the team in the AFC East, if they're going to get the bye, I'm not overly – I know yesterday would have been the first time in 12 straight games of a team going into Mile High and winning. This team has gone into Mile High before and have rocked a Denver team, and they beat them last year. I'm not worried about Denver. Like you, I'm less worried about the Houston Texans. Here's part of this conversation about these regular season matchups that I don't know we spend a lot of time even talking about because, you know, I don't know, it's kind of far down the list of things. But there is something to be said about that Houston game The Bills tend to get, and this isn't meant to be the Bills are everybody's Super Bowl, but teams do get up to play the Bills.
Sure, yeah.
They want to beat the Bills. They are, especially now with no Mahomes. I mean, you can't tell me that that teams hadn't been smelling blood in the water against Kansas City mm-hmm. and were up to beat and knock out Kansas City and then be the knockout blow. I think there are teams that feel the same. And right now, if you look at you can go two ways in the AFC. You can go for the best team or for the best player. And right now, the Bills have the best player. And in match play, as our friend Jeremy White will talk about playoffs as match play versus the regular season stroke play, I think I take, in those instances, the best player.
Right.
So I do think the Bills are positioned well, especially if they can go into Pittsburgh. And I don't think Pittsburgh is going to be the same team the Bills saw a couple of weeks ago. They've used that game and have looked like a different team. Mm-hmm. It will be a harder game, but I am also not. I mean, that is the juiciest matchup you could possibly ask for is the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Yeah, has been all year.
Yep.
The
couldn't ask for a better
the start
matchup.
They got off to, Baltimore struggling like they did, I think fans were right away just, great, get Pittsburgh in the pool. Get them in the playoff pool. It wasn't so much at the time thinking about a potential Bills matchup because, you know, our designs were set on the top spot in the division and or the conference at the time. So you weren't really worried about a 5-4 road matchup in Wild Card weekend. But that's where we have been living since the Bills fell behind New England and have been chasing them ever since and still are. Again, they can catch them if they win out, the Bills win out, and the Patriots drop one of these two remaining games they have against the Jets and the Dolphins with the aforementioned quarterbacks, except for the first name of the Jets guy, because I don't care.
Brady!
803-0550 is the number. You might get the sense. We're going to be kicking around the playoff bracket and talking about ideal matchups. Of course, you know, yesterday's game is there for us to dig into and pour over, but I don't know how much digging and pouring is really called for in a game where you just sort of escaped 23-20. I mean, you could be alarmed by it, like, oh, this team isn't beating anybody. They can barely beat the Browns. I think that would be a mistake because it's the NFL. It's just how it sometimes goes. You know, so I'm not overly shook by how hard the game appeared to be. I'm more sort of focused on what have I got here to match up with these teams?
Yeah.
Getting even past a Pittsburgh, should I draw them? I think it would be, to me, pretty stunning to not get past them if you match up with them in round one. Beyond that, everything else is it's all new, really.
Yep.
You know, if Jacksonville is up there and Denver in their current state is up there, you know, how are you going to match up with these teams? Because, you know, we know what the Bills' warts are. They largely, except for a couple of weeks recently, are a bad tackling team and a defense that yep. can get run on. But they also, despite that, are a defense that seems to find the formula in the second half of games and really does a great job of just keeping opponents at arm's length in the second half of games and giving their offense an opportunity to get off the mat if they need to. Yesterday, they didn't really need to get off the mat. What they needed to do was pad their lead, which they never did because they actually had a hot start for a change. But, you know, we're going to be thinking about the receiving core
sure.
and the choices that are being made on game day. And, of course, there will be the ever-present conversation about health because, you know, you just don't know. We got done listening to Sean McDermott on postgame yesterday, and it caught my ear that one of the last things he said. And
Jordan Poyer thing?
Yeah.
He looked fine in videos.
We'll hear from McDermott we won't run it, but he'll be talking, and we'll tell you what he said. Maybe we'll air it later in the show today for you. But around 4 o'clock, he'll meet with the media, and we'll get updates on that. But I did not expect to be sitting around week 16 doing postgame, being shook by news that Jordan Poyer might not have been able to return to the game if they'd had another defensive series. But that is life in 2025. He's been an impactful player, as it turns out. Like, I don't know that they get that game yesterday without him. He made a terrific tackle at the goal line to save one touchdown, and then another maybe touchdown-saving play out near the boundary later on, and, of course, had an interception, his first since the fall of 22, I think it was, in Baltimore, in the end zone to clinch a Bills win over Baltimore. So, anyway, the injuries, the playoff bracket, the kind of form they're in, the receiving core.
Or you could really, if you just want to call and make me angry, you could call about and complain about Sean McDermott, because now apparently I'm a Sean McDermott defender. So,
oh. How's that feel?
It feels...
surprising?
Yeah. But, you know, I've now coined the McDermott derangement syndrome, because people have it. Like yesterday, I think I tweeted out about how frustrating the two drops were. And it was like, yeah, they got to fire McDermott. And I was like...
because of drops?
Because of the drops? Like, it's the McDermott derangement syndrome has hit a fever pitch. It's hit an all-time high. And I am... more than happy if you want to call in and give me your reason why you think with 11 wins, with a rookie defensive tackle playing defensive end, and guys you don't know, Andre Jones Jr. getting called up to the active roster playing snaps for you, if that's going to be your, you know, thing today, as they, you know, are a Colts loss tonight away from clinching again. Yes, they're not going to probably win the division, short of a miracle. But, you know, if that's going to be what you want, the hill you want to die on, because you're still mad about 2021, you know, please call in, because I'm clearly ready for it. Anyways, Sabres won last night.
The Sabres did win last night. They have won. All right, listen, I was kidding around at the beginning.
I know.
But, like, for real, they've won six in a row. They do deserve some attention and some airtime, even though it is Buffalo Football Monday or whatever we call this thing. So it's exactly what we call it. I'm just being cute. Back-to-back, Devils getting two, like, kingpin players back in their lineup. Jack Hughes, one of the best players in the league, and Timo Meier, a very, very nice high-end, you know, top-line winger. And the Sabres just kind of shut that game down. They needed their goalie in the first period. They got some big saves from Lukanen early in the game. And then the second period, it was just like road game clinic time. I mean, they just did not give up much at all last night, and ended up getting an empty netter at the end and winning a sixth in a row. They are in Ottawa tomorrow night. Man, do I wish that was a home game.
So do I.
Right? I mean, we're waiting for, like, I'm always waiting for the fuse to get relit. And, you know,
that kind of would have the makings of Cousins, and why we get to see the Norris Cousins trade actually play out. Yo, yeah. Tomorrow had all the make it pre-holiday. People are going to be off trying to go to a game. Like, that might be, with the winning streak in hand, the best atmosphere in that arena since.
There was a random Saturday night a few years ago when they beat Minnesota in overtime.
Okay.
That was pretty hot, but
that's the
best
Skinner
I can do.
Overtime goal, like that arena was.
That's like 8 years ago.
Is that that long? Okay, so I would feel like it would have the vibes of that.
Yeah. Well, we'll settle for watching it on TV from Ottawa. But that's tomorrow. I mostly just want to, like, let you know the door is cracked open here. We had, you know, last Monday, we had the experience of the general manager finally being removed, and that was also a Buffalo Football Monday on the heels of the great comeback in New England, and wanted to let people know, like, hey, we're open to talking about both of the teams, because they both, I think, deserve some attention today. So we'll try to do that as best we can as well. That, of course, depends on you. Lines are open at 803-0550 if you want to get in and join the show. As I mentioned at the outset, Mike is away today and tomorrow, so Nate Geary is going to be in here filling in for him today and tomorrow. And again, today is Football Monday, which is brought to you by Northwest Bank. For what's next, get started at northwest.com. We'll get started with your phone calls at 803-0550 right after this on WGR.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having 4 kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The mindset, the fact that we believe that we can win, we put in the work during the week, we're prepared, we're ready for whatever they throw at us, and we got Drake May. Drake May is a hell of a quarterback. I feel like he approaches this game like a young blank. I don't want to say his name. Just as far as like how this offense is ran and the success that he has and how he stays just right here, I love it, man. I tell him to keep his chin up, and he got a lot of good with him.
That is Stephon Diggs. Big game from him last night. Kind of a go-to guy. Whenever they need it, they sort of like, yeah, he can be a number one receiver still. Kind of like that's how New England's year is gone. It's not weekly, but boy, a big game from him last night. And he's talking about Brady there. I mean, he's in New England. Josh McDaniels, the offensive coordinator. Like, as much as we might want it to be Allen he's referencing there and doesn't want to say his name, man, I'm like 99% sure he's talking about Tom Brady.
Yeah.
Not that it matters.
Yeah, I mean,
not a big deal either way. But pretty impressive. Like, I didn't realize that May, was it right, did he not have a fourth quarter comeback yet? I think last night was his first fourth quarter comeback.
Yeah, that wouldn't be overly shocking news for me.
And he was super precise and excellent down the stretch in that game.
He was.
He had a couple of mistakes early, but he's
got a heck of a deep ball.
Yeah.
He really does. Yep. Yeah, the first interception wasn't good. I can be a hater because I don't work for the Patriots. But that game felt more like how the Ravens lost it rather than the Patriots winning it. But, you know, that's not necessarily to take anything away from them winning it. They won it. But,
Yeah, they had to take it. I mean, they had two drives, you know, two touchdowns.
I think if Derrick Henry plays, I don't know, at all, in the fourth quarter, it's probably a different story. I mean, they could not stop him, like most teams struggle to do. But like many times over the past 3 seasons, it is just the Ravens inventing new ways to lose football games, and their coach should be fired and should have probably already been fired.
803-0550 is the phone number. He's Nate Geary in for Mike Schoep for the next couple of days. I am the Bulldog. Mark is first up this segment. Howdy, Mark. Thanks for calling. You're on the air here on WGR.
Hey, fellas. Thanks for having me on. Nate, you referenced the Sean McDermott derangement syndrome.
Mm-hmm.
I was calling for McDermott the first half of the Patriots game, and after not challenging that, I was done. I was fed up. If that game didn't end how it ended, my only argument of not keeping McDermott would be it's very tough. It suddenly happens that a coach with 8 years with a team or more wins a Super Bowl. That'd be my argument. Mm-hmm. I think he's doing the best he can. What has me fired up is GM Brandon Bean. And he has this roster in a position where we have the whole AFC on the ropes. No Mahomes, no Burrow, no Lamar Jackson in the playoffs. And this is the roster that you have committed to. This is after the offseason that you have. And then, okay, fine. You know what? It's a down year. You got the arrogance and the nerve to call in this radio show and lambaste Jeremy White for being critical of your receiving core. And look at this receiving core. It is an embarrassment that Josh Allen has to put up with these wide receivers, and he is the only reason that both these guys are able to keep their heads above water, in my opinion, especially this GM. But I'm fired up about that. I'm just tired of – that's what I would want to see change, the GM, more than anything. If that were
all right, Mark, thank you. We got you. I appreciate the call. To be fair, you sort of made it sound like Brandon Bean called in around Thanksgiving
to yell
about how we were talking about the receiving core. It was back in the spring, and he didn't just like pick up the phone and call. He was scheduled to be on, just to be clear about it. It seems like that is the one thing that really drives people crazy when we make it sound like he was just riding in his car and went like, I'm calling.
You know what?
It's
time to call in. Yeah.
But, you know, the rest of it, yeah, I mean, the fact that we are through week 16 and the choices that are made for the game day roster, at least from out here as far as we know, with healthy first pick of the second round, Keon Coleman being scratched, Gabe Davis, who I think was brought in large part because of Keon Coleman's floundering, both inactive in this game, both, I believe, presumed healthy. Again, McDermott will be talking today, and if there's any change to that, I'm sure we'd hear about it, but that's the idea, is that they were both healthy scratches in favor of Mecole Hardman, who was on the field for exactly two special team snaps.
Not even the most important one, by the way.
Right, the most important one. They didn't even trust him to do that because he did have a flub earlier this year. The one game he played, one of the two or three snaps he had in that game, he made a mistake. Anyway, he gets a uniform, and Brandon Cooks, who apparently just can't catch anymore.
I'm done with him.
Limited opportunities, but still, he's had two great chances to impact these games the last 2 weeks, and nothing.
Yep.
It's stark that those are the choices being made by the coaching staff going into these games. And I don't know, man, if you're sick of us talking about it, boy, you better
buckle up, buckaroo.
Because it's just not going. And it's maybe at an all-time crisis state right now because of what I mentioned about the lineup yesterday.
Yeah.
That was a stunning inactive list to me.
Gabriel Davis 2 weeks in a row. I'm not following, to be honest. I don't think he's. I was maybe the biggest, you know, and loudest voice of when it was time to re-sign him. Like, absolutely not.
Sure.
But now I'm like, why isn't he in the lineup? And a little of this is like, you know, and this isn't a lot have been of my defense of both Bobby Babich and Sean McDermott here. You know, it's kind of like right now asking them to recreate the Starry Night with sidewalk chalk. It's not exactly give it, they don't quite have the tools to build something as beautiful as you know, something, you know, that has been made as one of the greatest, you know, whatever. But like where I'm at with this, you know, kind of whole thing,
you're doing great there.
Wide receiver. Thank you. Wide receiver is obviously we're all tuned in now. We're locked in. We're all in lockstep. We all agree. And there's very few times in this fan base we can all agree what to hate. Usually we have to tell each other, right, you're wrong. You should hate this more. And now we all agree. This sucks. But there is a lot to not like about how they went into the season defensively, one of which is not Michael Hoyt, who very clearly was a difference maker in the very short window of time he was playing here. That was the plan. That presumably would have worked. It looked like it was working.
Yes.
But you know, their plan also was we're going to run it back at safety. And that was a bad plan. And the, you know, solution has worked out way better than anybody has could imagine. They did not plan for this, though. So let's be clear that the plan wasn't, we'll just sign Jordan Poyer off the street, put him on the practice squad, and in two games, him be starting, and he's going to be good. That if that was your plan, you know, I got a bridge to sell you. So I just think for me, wide receiver gets all of the focus, as it should. But the rest of the roster, in sort of a state of disarray and despair, some of it has to do with the injuries they've sustained, but some of it is by design. They went into this season thinking their safety room was good. And they drafted...
At least Bishop has
Bishop has blossomed.
A nice
but beside him,
development.
Without Poyer, if Poyer just ended up being old and bad... They were screwed. Yeah. I mean, they were screwed. So Poyer deserves mountains of credit for stabilizing this defense. The rookie class, Max Harrison's been pretty darn good. I'll admit, he's been better than I thought. Deion Walker's been better than I thought. Jackson Hawes might be the best tight end in their room. All around, really might be. I don't know Landon Jackson, incomplete, and TJ Sanders... Yes, he's been playing another position, kind of, because the other one, he's not good enough to just be there full-time, to be honest. So they need you somewhere else. You're not good enough to really call their attention in
they're
one spot.
They're not missing him at tackle.
No. So, and Larry Ogunjobi, your other, you know, offseason, he just got healthy scratch last week because he can't tackle. As a 300-pound defensive tackle, it could not tackle Drake May in his grasp. So, you know, some of it's by design. Some of it is not their doing. All of this to say, I've got to put a big bubble around Sean McDermott, and I got to feel like you can be mad at him about, you know, in-game decisions, all you want. Those are not fireable offenses to me, an in-game decision. Mm-hmm. You know, reviewing or not reviewing, or a red flag or not red flag. Those are, you know, siloed examples, and if you want to put them into the larger pot of grievances, feel free. But nothing Sean McDermott has done this year is fireable, and your point about being 8 years in and not winning a Super Bowl and the likelihood of it, I'm with you there, but being a new to this Sean McDermott defense corps, I feel obligated to tell you this guy has done. I don't know a lot of other coaches that could get what they've gotten out of the group on the defensive side of the ball than they've gotten this year.
803-0550 is the number. Mo is next up. Hi, Mo. Thanks for calling. You're on WGR.
Yeah, hi. I wanted to say you're part of this. You're part of the Sean McDermott defense team. That's SMD, but that sounds crazy. Anyway, I just want to ask, can we put Matt Milano at Mike instead of Will and put Terrell at Will? Because it's clear he's too light in the ass to play Mike, which is, that's human nature. That's fine. Can we switch him? What do you guys feel about that? Thanks.
He's never played Mike. I don't think they're going to try this point in his career or this point in the season. I think if Jack Thompson, it's going to be Thompson. It's going to be Bernard. You know,
Bernard has had an absolutely train wreck of a season.
Dreadful year.
And how much of it is entirely his health? I can't really know sitting here. We know he's been injured often this year, and I can't. You know, the one image I cannot get out of my head, and this can be dangerous because it's one play, and like who knows, right? Baker Mayfield squared up with him in the open field and him and Mayfield just running away from him. Yes, that's a quarterback on a linebacker, but it's not Lamar Jackson on a linebacker. It's Baker Mayfield who, you know, he's gutty and gritty and he gets around okay, but he's not an elite athlete.
That's right.
And he left Terrell Bernard like an injured player trying to play linebacker in the NFL is what it looked like.
He looked like, and there's been cases where he's looked like young Forrest Gump breaking out of his leg braces. Like he's got stiff legs.
Yeah.
Because he can't move.
Yeah.
And to me, if Terrell Bernard is not healthy enough to move at 100%, I don't need him on the field.
Right.
Because his only, not to be dramatic, but his only A-plus attribute, what makes him an NFL linebacker, is his ability to read a play and get there to make the play before the offensive lineman can get there. And if he can't get there, he's not big enough to win a one-on-one blocking battle against an NFL guard.
Right.
It's not happening.
It is his secret sauce, is his athleticism.
Yes.
And if it's robbed of him because of injury, then
I can't have him out there.
You're really in tough. Yeah. Totally agree there. 803-0550 is the number. Oh, let's get Brian in. I think he wants to add a comment about Bernard, who we were just talking about. Hi, Brian.
Yep, that was exactly what I was going to say. I was at the game yesterday, and I mean, no surprise. I mean, he's too small, and now he has no speed either. So he just overruns plays, picks the wrong gaps. He gets washed out completely. And if you're not getting the coverage plays out of him, I mean, you can't have him in
or
the middle
splash
of your
plays.
I mean,
yeah.
You are like trying to overcome him as a player. You're playing 10-on-11, so I just hope that, you know, Sean McDermott in the post game said that, you know, he wears a C on his chest for a reason, and he did a really good job. I just got to hope he's objective about the film and really commits to Shaq Thompson when he's, you know, ready, and hopefully that's just a stinger and he can go back in. Because I don't even think you're getting the third downs out of Bernard. He was out of position all day yesterday. And then, you know, like to wrap up, you know, yeah, the defensive line, defensive tackle rotation, you got to get that solidified before the playoffs. And then wide receiver, I don't know, are you banking on Curtis Samuel coming back with Gabe Davis and then taking Hardman back out? I don't know. Yesterday they played middle field closed, one safety high all day, dared the Bills to throw outside, and there wasn't a couple of attempts.
Yeah.
And so I don't know how you fix that. Either we don't call them, and two, you don't have any faith that they can.
All right, thank you very much for the call, Brian. Appreciate you. I'm back to kind of forgetting that Curtis Samuel is on the team.
He's been soft fired.
He's on IR, right?
He's been soft fired.
But yeah,
he's got a hang nail. He's on the IR, and he's not coming. They're not going to activate an eighth receiver.
Yeah.
Or you know, maybe they'll cut Mecole Hardman. I don't know. But the guy I am solely looking at is, where are you, is Josh Palmer. He's an $11 million. He was their big signing this offseason. He's been nowhere. Other than week one, the big play in week one, you know, the corner route that he ran over Jaire Alexander and the first deep shot in the Atlanta game that was completed to him. Outside of that, I can't think of one memorable moment that he has provided. And I saw something from Matt Harmon, and I didn't look at the statistics, but it looked like he's their best separator in terms of numbers.
Sure.
So if he's separating and Josh isn't finding him, my question is, you know, he's not really playing enough. I'm going to start pulling hairs out of my hands if they don't get away from this rotation. I need my best three receivers out there. I don't care who 4 and 5 are. If you don't want to play, don't even play them. I need Shavers, Palmer, and Shakir on the field. And then if you want to bring Gabe Davis back, I'm good with that too. But those are your four. And Shavers should be on the field for 99% of the plays. He is their best boundary receiver. They don't use him.
Palmer has 20 receptions. He's only played 10 games. He's missed some with injury. 32 targets.
That's borderline criminal.
Yeah, it's not effective usage.
No.
But you could kind of see it coming. You know, he's never been somebody who commanded a lot anyways.
Right.
But so, you know, you talk yourself into, oh, well, opportunity knocks, right? The runway is clear.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. and 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Clear for him to have, you know, become this team's number one receiver, and it's just not even close to happening. Thank you for the call so far. We'll take more of them as we continue. Eric Wood at the top of the hour. Sal Capaccio going to join us at 5 on a Buffalo Football Monday. He's Nate Geary in for Mike Shope. I am the Bulldog, and this is WG.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.